As promised, we're joined right now by the head coach of the Calgary Flames. He is in his second season with that team. Led the team to its first division title in 13 years. He increased the win total by 13 in his first season as head coach. Calgary is currently in second in the Pacific. They're hosting Dallas on Wednesday night. Bill Peters is my guest. Bill, it's great to have you on. How are you?
Well, good, Jim. How are you today?
Good, good. Nice to visit with you. Thanks so much. You dropped a tough one, Bill, to St. Louis in overtime on Saturday. You trailed 2-0 and then scored twice in the third to get that game into OT where they won it. I know you're always looking for wins, not moral victories, but what do you make of the way your guys battled in the third period to force that OT?
Well, I really liked our game overall. There was a lot of positive things in the game, and obviously it was a big point. We would have rather to have two, obviously, but that's not the way it unfolded. Unfortunately, we took a penalty in overtime that led to them getting a power play, and they executed on it. But no, we're trending in the right direction. We like our current homestand wraps up Wednesday, as you alluded to. We've got 5 out of the 6 points on the homestand to this point. We're 6-1-2 at home, so there's some positive things happening within our game.
We're talking Calgary hockey. Head coach Bill Peters joins us once again. You know, when you go up against the champions like that, and you know how they handle their business on the ice in a hard-fought game where there's not a lot of space, you're trading checks with them, what's it say about the team that you have and the attitude in your room?
Well, we're a very resilient group, very confident group. We're starting to play well together, and guys are aware of that. They see that. We believe we're going to win each and every night, so I think the confidence level is high right now amongst our group. We have good goaltending. Our penalty kill is third in the league, and we got some other areas that we're working on to become better and a more complete team, but we'll get there.
We're talking to Bill Peters. I'm going to ask you about the goaltending in a minute. I want to ask you about Matthew Tkachuk. He scored the goal that made it 2-1. Bill, it's hard to believe this kid's only 21, and yet he's in his fourth full season already. How special a player is he?
Well, he's a special player. If you look at what he's done this month, he really did a good job in Nashville battling and getting us back in the game with a late goal. He won it with everyone's calling it the tweener shot in overtime. Was incredible. And he overtime win against Arizona. He gets the game winner there, and then he gets us on the board against St. Louis. So he's coming up clutch. But, no, he's a special player. He's a real good kid, and he loves the game. He's got a brilliant mind. Everybody talks about, his grit, and he's got a little bit of old school in him, and he definitely does. But he's got an underrated skill set, and really understands the game and has a passion for the game. So he's got a bright future.
So I was going to say, that goal against Nashville is absolutely amazing. It's unreal. And then you've got the production standpoint, and you've got that grit, and you've got his approach and his process. So what about the future, which you just referenced? What does the next step look like for him, and how high is that ceiling?
Well, he's got a real high ceiling, and I think he's just starting to understand what he can accomplish. Typically in the old days, it used to be centers who drive a line. I think he's a special enough player that he can drive a line as a winger. We're using him now more 3-on-3, 4-on-4, and he's coming up big. He's been everything we throw at him, he's able to handle, and then more. And I like the way he gets emotionally invested in a game. He's all in.
We're talking to Calgary head coach Bill Peters. Bill, every time I have an NHL head coach on, we end up talking about how much young talent there is around the game. As you look around the league right now and you see the young guys coming in and making an impact as quickly as they are, what kind of thoughts do you have about that?
Well, it's incredible how good they are at such a young age and how fearless they are to make these types of plays. You talk about the Michigan goal, the lacrosse goal, unfortunately scored against us the other night. Then we have the tweener by Chucky, and then you just see this stuff each and every night, and these guys are fearless in their mindset and their approach to try these plays, and they have so much skill that they can actually pull them off at full speed in NHL game environment. So, you didn't used to see that, 5-10 years ago, but it's a credit to everybody in youth hockey, minor hockey, coaching major, junior hockey, and NCAA hockey that these guys come in and they're ready to play. They're ready to play in the top six. They're ready to be top four D-men. And there's no holding them down. There's no holding them back. And the veteran guys appreciate them, and they know they need them in order to win. So they're more than welcomed onto the scene.
We're talking hockey. We're talking to Calgary head coach Bill Peters. So, Bill, you mentioned your goaltending. You've got goalie David Rittich. He's been really strong this year. He used to be a huge fan of Coca-Cola, but legend has it, he really cut that back. He took on his conditioning and took it to a higher level. How has he looked to you so far this year?
No, he's been excellent. Ritter's been good right from day one of camp. He's played probably more minutes than we'd like. He leads the NHL in minutes played, but therefore we lead the league in games played. We've played the most out of anybody, so that kind of goes hand in hand. But Ritter made a commitment to his fitness and his overall game and his approach to his game And that comes with maturity, and he sees the starter's job, and he's done a real good job and gives us a chance to win each and every night.
You know, it seems to me also, Bill, you tell me I'm wrong, but his teammates rave about his personality and what he means to the team in that regard. So how valuable is it to have a guy that, well, not only plays it the way he does, but can keep it light and fun, but knows how to get his work done?
No, he's a good pro. You know, he made the commitment in the offseason to getting in better shape. He knows, you know, bright lights are on, he's going to dial it in. But, you know, he's got a great personality, and guys play hard in front of him because of that. He's never going to, you know, point fingers and throw guys under the bus, you know, on goals against. He's going to own a lot of stuff. But he just loves to compete and loves to play hard, and he cares about his teammates. So it goes both ways.
We're talking to Calgary head coach Bill Peters for a few more moments. You know, when you first took over that team, it was coming off a season where they had missed the playoffs. Then you lead them to their first divisional title in 13 years. How far has the team come in terms of the style that you're looking for since you first arrived?
Well, you know what? We came in with a plan on how we wanted to play, and the guys dug in last year and really bought in, and it, you know, went well. We got off to a bit of a tough start last year, and then once we hit our stride, I thought we were a real good hockey team. And we've had a little bit of adversity here early in the season this year, which isn't a bad thing, and we've come through it on the other end, and we're starting to play real well on a consistent basis. So very encouraged with where we're at right now.
You know, when you and I last spoke last December, I'm kind of curious, like, in the off season, how did you go about approaching it? Like, when the season ends, do you start planning for the next one immediately and start going to work? Or do you give yourself a chance to kind of relax, unwind, and rest and recover a bit, like the players?
Well, you know what, you do a little bit of both. But until the Stanley Cup is awarded and the playoffs are over, you're watching every night. So you're still kind of in, you know, coach mode and everything else. And, you know, the way it is for me, I've got a younger son that's still in school. So I got to wait till he's out of school, till we get to the lake. So you're still grinding and getting prepared for the following season. But once the Stanley Cup's award and school's out, then it's time to kick back and recharge and get away. And then when you come back to training camp, you're refreshed and excited about the upcoming challenge in the season.
So, Bill, how is lake life? There's nothing like lake life, right?
No, it's the best. It is phenomenal, especially out in Western Canada where we spent our summer. It's as good as it gets.
You've got Calgary in second place in the Pacific, and they're at home Wednesday against Dallas. Their head coach, Bill Peters, my guest. Bill, great to have you back. Thank you so much.
All right. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Bill Peters joining us. Man, I love talking hockey. You know it.